ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the infallible Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Ria. Thanks for having me once again this week. And yeah, we've got a mixed bag this week, so we'll jump straight in, I think.
Yeah, well, and we can only tell you that this is about our fourth take today, so this is quite exciting. We normally do it on a one-off, but I don't know what it is today. It's just, hopefully it's all today and the rest of the weeks for the year go all right.
Let's hope so. And the thing is, as well, it's both of us as well, Ria, isn't it? You know, I think we're 2-2 at the moment.
I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people.
We do indeed. That is exactly what we do.
That's all you do. Well, that, and you're like a massive social media presence.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm up there with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, well, it's slightly annoying because, you know, I can't travel right now, so, you know, I'm constantly seeing all this news come up in my newsfeed on LinkedIn of like all this travel stuff from around the world, and I'm like, just be quiet, just go away. Yeah. You're annoying.
I'm extremely annoying, so I do apologize to people. But thank you. I don't think anyone's unfollowed me, so that's always a good thing, I suppose.
No, actually, the advice that you do provide is it's needed right now because things are changing so quickly, constantly. I mean, you know, you take a look at the UK right now, and what it was just a week ago that Bojo got up there and said, that's it, we're relaxing all our restrictions, life is going to go on, and we're just going to be normal people, and then all of a sudden the rate of COVID went through the roof. I mean, they were seeing an increase of, I don't know, something like 100,000 school children that were coming down with COVID, and teachers and the works. And so now all of a sudden today, a lot of the schools are announcing that they're introducing the mask mandate back into school classrooms because of that. And that goes as well. I think you mentioned different stores are implementing their own mask mandate as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, the big supermarkets, they're putting their own mandates in place that people have to wear masks when they go in. So it does seem certain establishments back in the UK are taking matters into their own hand and are going against what the government have said. So it's, as I always say, it's interesting times in the UK, that's for sure.
Sure is. Sure. Well, it's interesting times straight across the face of the planet. What's going on in the Philippines? There is some actual good news coming out of there.
Yeah, really good news, actually. The Philippines is set to reopen to fully jabbed leisure travellers on February the 10th. The country initially planned to reopen last December, but did not go ahead with this plan due to the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The Southeast Asian country will accept tourists from 157 visa-free countries, including the UK, USA and Ireland. Leisure travellers will need to provide proof of full vaccination as well as a negative PCR result undertaken no more than 48 hours before departure. Travellers must have passports that are valid for at least 6 months at the time of arrival, and they must also have outbound tickets to their country of origin or next country of destination. Additionally, from February the 1st, fully vaccinated Filipinos with proof of a negative PCR test taken 48 hours prior to departure will no longer have to undergo quarantine upon arrival in the country.
Good news. And the Netherlands has some good news as well.
They do, yeah. The Dutch government has once again categorised South Africa under the list of COVID-19 high-risk countries after the same had been categorised as a very high-risk area less than 2 weeks ago on January the 16th. The decision was announced on Friday, January 28th, and became effective on the 29th of January. Basically, this means that travellers from South Africa will no longer have to quarantine when entering the Netherlands. Travellers will still need to produce a negative test result and qualify for exemption from the EU entry ban. The government of the Netherlands notes in a press release announcing the decision. The same also explains that fully vaccinated travellers from South Africa who show proof of vaccination with one of the vaccines approved by the EMA or the World Health Organization are exempt from the obligation to present negative test results. So far, the vaccines approved by the EMA are Pfizer, BioNTech, the Moderna, AstraZeneca, the Janssen, and the Novavax.
Great. Now, not so good news out of the US. Another winter storm has created absolute havoc.
It has. It seems to be an ongoing thing on this show at the moment, doesn't it? Every week we have something about the US, and it tends to be bad news. And unfortunately, this week's no different. Airports and airlines across the East Coast of the USA have been hit hard by winter storms this weekend, which look like leading into this week coming. Airlines have already axed 3,500 flights across the US, with New York, Boston, and Philadelphia being hit the hardest. Airlines axed entire schedules on Saturday, and Sunday saw up to 97% of flight cancellations. To add on top of the winter storms that is wreaking havoc, as already discussed on earlier shows, the US airlines are struggling with staff numbers due to the Omicron outbreak of COVID. The cancellations, as we said, are due to last into this week. So anybody flying out of the US this week, especially from the east side, please check in with your airline or travel provider to get the latest news with regards to your flight.
And New York is quite a major hub, isn't it?
It is, yeah. JFK is on the East Coast. It's probably the biggest, with Miami as well, especially for the Caribbean season anyway. So, yeah, it's going to be a complete and utter pain, I've got to say, for the beginning of this week anyway. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it won't last too long.
No kidding. And Emirates.
Yeah, Emirates is set to resume flights to South Africa, as well as Ethiopia, Tanzania, Kenya, and Zimbabwe. The route resumption started this past Saturday, the 29th of January. These flights had been suspended due to fears over COVID-19. Emirates will resume flights to Johannesburg as a daily service until the 1st of February, when flights will then jump to twice daily thereafter. Also on the 1st of February, Emirates will restart daily flights to both Cape Town and to Durban as well.
And there's news out of Australia.
Yeah, the Australian government has relaxed the pre-departure COVID testing rules for passengers about to board an Australia-bound flight. As of last weekend, passengers can now travel on a rapid antigen test result rather than a PCR test result. In addition to this, the time between receiving a positive test result and being cleared for travel to Australia will be reduced from 14 days down to 7 days. These changes all come into effect. They all came into effect as from Sunday, January the 23rd.
I got to say, I don't understand governments, because it is now proven with this latest variant, the Omicron corn, whatever it is, that a great percentage of the rapid antigen tests come back a false negative. More so than any of the other variants. So all of a sudden we've got this variant that is giving you the false negatives. And now that's when we decide that we're going to get rid of the PCR test. It just begs to believe anything that goes on in the government. Anyway, that is my one political rant. No, it's not. There'll be more. Wouldn't be me without it. Norway, what's going on there?
Yeah, the Norwegian authorities have announced that the country will end its mandatory quarantine requirement that currently applies to unvaccinated travellers who reach the country, as well as close contacts of infected persons. According to a press release issued by the Norwegian Ministry of Health, the decision to end the quarantine requirement was taken since the country thinks that this measure is no longer necessary to control the spread of the virus. The Norwegian National Institute of Public Health has pointed out that travellers who don't hold a vaccination certificate make up only 7% of the total number of persons who enter the country. Meanwhile, 4% of them have been cases who have already been infected. Therefore, since the quarantine rule currently has little to no significance when it comes to halting the spread of the virus, all unvaccinated and recovered travellers will be permitted entry to Norway without having to follow the quarantine requirement. Nonetheless, it has been emphasised that travellers who haven't been vaccinated or recovered from the virus are still required to take a PCR test before entering the country. In contrast, travellers who have received all the required vaccine doses, as well as those who have recovered from the COVID-19 disease, are not required to follow any additional entry rules.
It seems like there's some countries out there that are really just going boom and opening up. And then there's other countries, you know, like Canada, for example, that are like doubling down again. That's another thing that's hitting the news, is the Great Canadian Trucker Convoy. I'm not sure if you've come across that in the news.
I did see it, yes. And I like how Justin Trudeau tried to play it down by saying it was a minority, and then you actually saw the pictures. It was slightly more than the minority, shall we say.
Well, and the news reports actually say that Justin and his family had to flee their home in Ottawa because they feared they were in danger. And I'm like, look, dudes, this isn't like the presidential election, right? Okay, it's not like the whole thing. It's okay. We're Canadians. And of course, you know, once they all got there, all the news reports are coming in saying, it was a peaceful protest. It wasn't this, you know, nasty thing. They were literally there to say that they want freedom. And it, there was another interview where somebody said it wasn't anti-vax versus vax. It was just freedom. It was about freedom and about the fact that they felt that, you know, their rights were being stripped away and their ability to earn a living were being stripped away, and they had lost their rights to make choices. And, you know, that's cool. I agree with that, you know, rather than make it vax versus anti-vax. I think they're looking at the bigger picture, and that makes more sense. And it really does surprise me, coming from a bunch of truckers.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It does feel like certain countries are taking freedoms away from people. New Zealand here, we mentioned a case of the pregnant woman who's in Afghanistan, one of the countries out there, and she can't get back, you know, heavily pregnant, she can't get back, and she's had to turn to the Taliban for help. I mean, at what point did I ever think that was going to be something I'd say, that her own country, New Zealand, has turned her back on, and she's got to get help from the Taliban? It's absolutely crazy. So I can certainly sympathize with people who are demonstrating for their freedoms. You know, as long as it's a peaceful protest, then yeah, all good.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, we're all free to make our own choices in that regard and keep it peaceful. You know, there was no looting, there was no burning, there was no beatings, there was no, everybody was just, you know, singing O Canada. And as Canadians do, sorry, I just lost one of my earphones. As Canadians do, you know, we sort of sing along, and they probably all had hot dogs later.
probably had that a big sounds party. Like my kind of protest.
Everyone's handing out Tim Hortons coffee. That actually, I think there was people that were going to and handing out paper bag lunches to a lot of the people that were there. So, you know, I mean, the Canadian way.
They know how to protest, that's for sure, clearly.
And they're planning on staying, huh? A lot of them are planning on, there's some of them, because some of them have lost their jobs, and they're saying, well, you know what, we're just going to stay here until Justin Trudeau decides to hear us and take a look at what we have to offer and makes a change. We are going to stay in protest. So Ottawa is literally looking at weeks, months, who knows, of their traffic just being absolute hell.
It's going to be an interesting one to follow, isn't it? That's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's funny thing is, like, I was contacted by a Canadian friend of mine in Canada not too long ago. And I guess none of this is actually making the news in Canada. Eh? Okay. Canada's not covering it, but the rest of the world, I mean, even Elon Musk, you know, chimed in to the whole thing.
It's I mean, Canada clearly have decided that they're not going to give any credence to it whatsoever.
Well, that's little rooster Justin Trudeau. But anyway, I'm not a fan of his. But then again, I'm not a fan of any politicians on the face of the planet at the moment. I think I think we need to elect common people, normal people with normal people problems, and have experienced what it's like to be on the breadline, and have experienced what it's like to finally buy your own house. You know, not people that were born with silver spoons in their mouths, because they have no concept whatsoever what it's like to live in today's society. We saw that tax increase in Britain. You know, the poor are taxed 14%, the rich are taxed 2%. We're going to increase it by 1.2%, which means the poor are now paying 1/6 of their annual salaries in tax. That's ridiculous. You know, it's just, things have to change. But as I said before, it is all our own fault. We keep electing these buffoons into office and expecting a different result. We're not going to get it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's exactly. That's right. You know, it seems to be there's only one type of politician at the moment, unfortunately.
And it doesn't matter what you attach to it. You could say Republican, you could say Democrat, you could say conservative, you could say left, you could say right, you could say in the middle, you could say green. I am sorry, but each one of them, you take a look at the leaders of those parties, they're all the same.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, they're like carbon copies of each other, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, what they should do is pull one of those truckers out of his cab and say, you know what, we're going to make you the head of this country, the premier. And, you know, we'll see how things go with that. Just some random guy off the street could probably do a better job. You know, blue collar. Working man, exactly right. Working stiff, working woman, whatever, probably do a better job than anybody we've got in power anywhere in the world.
Well, like you said, they definitely understand the common person, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, of course, your weekly travel dose and political commentary. Oh, I don't know. We have such great conversations, Lee. I do appreciate it. Crew questions.
After last week's crew question, where we were asked about the incentive Turkish Airlines were offering on diving equipment being allowed to fly for free from the UK and Ireland, I've received numerous follow-up emails this week looking for further information. I've been asked questions like what items consist of in the diving equipment that can be taken, what weight can be taken, how long does the promotion run for, and if certain countries are on the list of routes the promotion is applicable to. So to answer the questions as best I can, here we go. According to Turkish Airlines and the promotion, diving equipment consists of a wetsuit, flippers, a diving mask, empty tank bottle, regulator, a backplate, harness, a BCD jacket, a diving lamp, a snorkel, a knife, a lance, and a scuba life vest. With regards to weight, there doesn't appear to be a set limit on how much weight can be carried for the diving equipment, but I would imagine it's probably all around the same anyway, as it is diving equipment. I can't imagine they change too much. The promotion is currently running that travel has to be booked by the end of this year, 2022, and travel has to be taken by the end of 2023. So it's a very long promotion, almost running for 2 years. For the countries that I've been asked about, the following routes all allow for the free promotion on diving gear. Those being Bangkok, Cape Town, Cebu, Manila, Bali, Havana, Seychelles, Maldives, Mauritius, and Phuket. There are other countries, I think there's 26 in total, but those are the ones I specifically asked about, and they all do allow for the free promotion.
That's amazing. Like, I don't know why. And it's so weird because nobody really heard about it until, of course, we talked about it on this show. And then you got all these replies and inquiries. But what a great concept. I mean, this is right up a yachty's alley. This is, and any outdoor enthusiast, you know, this is something to take advantage of. And to have it run for so long, it would be great if they continued it, like just ongoing forever.
Yeah, exactly right. Because it can be expensive, you know, diving equipment, taking diving equipment or any sports equipment, you know, you want to take it with you, it can start to run into the hundreds, you know, so it can get quite expensive on top of your flight ticket. So yeah, kudos to Turkish Airlines for doing this. Like you say, for crew especially, I know there's loads that go diving, especially the areas that they travel to. So, you know, it's right up their alley. Hopefully, fingers crossed, people will listen to this and they'll take advantage of it as well. So,
well, and part of it is for crew, some of it's their job. That is their job on board, is, you know, to teach others how to do it or to take others on diving excursions, etc. So, yeah, great idea. Yeah, I know what it costs just to take a piece of luggage on extra.
It is. It's crazy. And good news as well is, I mean, this is with Turkish Airlines, and I think they were rated second best airline in the world last year as well. So there you go. You get to travel with a decent airline and you get to take your diving equipment for free.
Boom. There it is. Right. There it is. Well, Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I thank you. And hopefully next week, we're not going to have the hiccups we had at the beginning of this.
Let's hope not. Anyway, fingers crossed.
Look, it's got to happen once a year. And so this is probably the first time it's been that bad in the entire time we've been doing this in over 2.5 years.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what went on. Who knows what was going on today? I don't know. I mean, it was 4 or 5 takes, I think, before we finally got there in the end anyway.
Good. We've got it all over with. Lee, thank you ever so much. And thank you for a lot of the good news. I want to let everybody know that any of the links or any of the information, just head on over to Blue Marine Travel's website and they will have all that listed there. We'll provide the link to Blue Marine Travel's website, and as well, follow Lee on LinkedIn if you want to keep up to date with the changes that are happening around the world, because he does that, well, at least 50 times a day. And we'll provide that link as well. So thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much for having me once again.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio, brought to you by Blue Marine Travel.
Once again, we're boarding our people, new people.
We'll see you again next week.
Your zone number has been indicated in the middle bottom portion of your boarding card. Once again,